Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee Break Podcast with Riverside County Child Support Services. My name is Nathan Hartel.
And my name is Bruce Wagner. I'm the Chief Attorney here at the Department of Child Support Services. And we have a special guest star today.
We do. And before we introduce him, we're going to give just a little bit of information on what we're doing today. We've wrapped up season one of our podcast just a little while ago. We are getting ready to kick off season two. But today is something kind of fun and unique. We're calling this an espresso shot episode.
An espresso shot.
Espresso shot. So kind of like an espresso shot, full of flavor, concentrated coffee flavor. We have a lot of information about a really good topic that we want to get out fast. Is that from time to time, we may have information that we really want to get out to the public, to our customers, that maybe is not a full-length episode kind of thing at 20 to 30 minutes, but we want to spend 5 to 10 minutes getting that out. And today's one of those, and you know what the topic is?
Yeah, I do know what the topic is. It's about one of my favorite subjects, taxes.
Yeah, everybody's favorite subject, right?
Yes.
But regardless of the fact that nobody likes to pay taxes, we are in the middle of tax season. And so tax deadline is approaching, and people might be thinking this is a child support podcast. What are they doing talking about taxes? But believe it or not, there is a connection between a child support obligation, what might be owed on a child support case, and taxes. Bruce, can you tell us a little bit about what that connection is?
Yeah, sure. The Department of Child Support Services receives tax refunds through a federal program called the Tax Intercept Program. And what that is if you file your taxes and are entitled to a refund and happen to owe a little bit of back due child support, the federal government will send the refund or part of the refund, depending on how much is owed in back due child support, to the Department of Child Support Services to apply to any child support arrears. So initially, it sounds like a bad thing where I'm going to file my taxes and then I'm not even going to get my refund, but it's an advantage because the money is going to go to pay off child support arrears, where the interest on past due child support arrears is pretty high. It's 10%.
Yeah, it is high. So this really is an opportunity for customers who owe back due child support to get ahead or even get it paid off. I've seen a lot of customers completely pay off their back child support balance through a tax intercept. So one of the things I would emphasize based on what you said is that it's not us as a department going out and taking someone's tax refund, right?
No, this is through the federal regulations that the IRS automatically withholds the refund and sends it to the Department of Child Support Services. By operation of law.
Okay, so that's good to know, just because I don't want anyone to have a misunderstanding about, you know, what our role is in that process. But we take that information. The next natural question is, if you're a customer, you know, I'm getting ready to file my taxes, or I've been apprehensive maybe about filing my taxes, all of these questions and considerations are going to be leading us to our special guest. So there's a community partner, a partner agency in Riverside County called Community Action Partnership, also known as CAP. And we have their executive director with us today. His name is Vince Wierzelinski. Vince, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Nathan.
Welcome, Vince. Welcome.
So, Vince, we wanted to invite you here to ask you a little bit about a special program that CAP has called VITA, V-I-T-A. And we wanted to ask you to explain what that is, how is that connected to tax preparation, filing taxes, and how could a child support customer benefit from that program? So, if you wouldn't mind, can you just share a little bit of information with us about that?
Sure, absolutely. The VITA program is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. And what this is a program where people with low to moderate income, so that means anyone earning under $70,000 a year, can come into the office or one of the 26 sites countywide and get their taxes done for free. We take all their information, we put it into the computer system, we e-file it, and they get their tax return.
Do you do really complicated tax returns, or is it basic 1040 form? What's the limitation on what you'll do?
So for the most part, it's basic 1040. Like I said, it's anyone that earns under $70,000. The one caveat is you can't have business losses and you can't have rental income.
Okay.
But anyone else that earns under $70,000, they can definitely come in and get their taxes done.
So I have a question for you. You mentioned the word volunteer as part of the name of the program. So what is that about? Who are preparing the taxes then for the customer that comes in to take advantage of this program? Are they volunteers? Where do these, you know, folks come from? And what are their qualifications to prepare people's taxes?
Yes, that's a great question. So the VITA program operates on volunteers. So any given year, we have over 100 volunteers. They are actually IRS certified, so they go through a pretty rigorous training and have to pass some testing to get certification. At that point, once they're certified, they go out to the site and become the actual tax preparer. So they're well coached on all the different tax law changes, the child care credit, the earned income tax credit, et cetera.
That's great. So it sounds like a child support customer or anyone else in the public that you know could use the service could really have some confidence and going to them and having their taxes prepared.
Absolutely. And we have a great partnership that we've established with Child Support Services.
You're right.
Where I believe we're going to be coming to your office locations and having volunteers that are certified available to the customers to get their taxes done for free.
That's correct. So what's exciting about that is at our locations, if you're a child support customer and you're here just to meet with your case manager, you're hearing this podcast, you're aware of the program, there's specific dates where you can meet with one of the VITA representatives and get your taxes done. So are there any specific upcoming dates and locations that you could share where the VITA volunteers will be at the child support office?
Yes, absolutely. So March 12th, we'll be at the Indio Child Support Office from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And Saturday, March 14th, we'll be right here in the Riverside office. If you're not available on those dates, you can go to capriverside.org and you can look up information to one of our 26 sites countywide to get your taxes done. But we are hoping to have a nice showing March 12th and March 14th at your locations.
That's great. I'm sure that we will.
So if I want to take advantage of this program, what should I bring with me?
That's a great question. So you need to bring your ID, your driver's license. You need to bring your Social Security card, and that's your Social Security card for yourself and all your dependents. You need to bring your W-2 forms or your 1099 forms, any self-employment income or unemployment income that you may have. And then any health insurance tax forms that you have. If you purchase or own a home, you want to bring your 1098 form and your HUD-1 form. So you want to bring all those forms, and anything you think you might want to bring, we encourage you to bring. And then if we don't need it, we'll let you know at that time.
Okay.
So pretty much anything you received in the mail since the beginning of the year that says these are tax documents, don't throw them away because you're going to need them for your income taxes. Those are the things that you want to see.
Yes, just those are the things
all
you want
that
to
stuff.
See.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think the last question I have about the VITA program is, you know, there is a tax season, as we call it, and there's always a deadline to file your taxes. So is there a date at which the VITA program ends?
So all of our sites do close after April 15th.
Okay.
All 26 sites. However, we do keep two sites open year round, one in Riverside at the Community Action Partnership main office, and also one in Indio. As well, after tax season, we do hold some events. So we will be partnering with Child Support Services after tax season on May 7th and May 9th to hold special tax days. But we will have two offices open countywide after April 15th.
Okay, that's great to know. Vince, thank you very much for that information on the VITA program. I appreciate it. If one of our customers or anyone listening to this wants to know how to get a hold of CAP, you know, what number do they call? Is there a website that they can go to learn more about VITA and some of the other services that CAP provides?
Sure. So we have a website. It's www.capriverside.org. We have a call center that answers the phone round the clock. The phone number is area code 951-955-4900. You can call and get assistance with your taxes. You can also take advantage of another program we have where we provide utility assistance for those that qualify, or weatherization services, different programs like that. Go ahead and give us a call at 951-955-4900, and we'll put you in touch with all the resources we have available.
Well, this is really great information, Vince. Thank you so much for coming in. I think this will benefit our customers, definitely. It would benefit me. I'm going to try to sign up for this.
Yeah, it definitely has a benefit to a lot of people. Thank you also. I appreciate your time. And with that, my espresso shot is gone. Our mini episode is over. And that wraps it up. We are going to see our listeners, though, very soon for the official kickoff of Season 2. So stay tuned for that.
All right. Thank you.